I quit my job and found myself sleeping in until 10, eating breakfast, and then going back to sleep again. I lost myself in feedback networks.
Strange stereo fields.
Sliced up sound into grains.
And made a heart
plucked by patch. I sang songs of pain and hope.
And chased the peaks and valleys of my fears.
To weave a story about falling apart at the seams. I went into nature with 100 fools, where we beat drums. And searched for jewels in the wreckage of our lives, in the ashes of a fire that burned up who we thought we were. And sure, sometimes I was happy, but more often there was depression and anxiety, misguided attempts at piety, holding on to hurt and hurting friends. I longed for a companion, but was afraid of being abandoned, so I left my desires unspoken, dancing around the subject of intimacy, where love might have been. I met a friend who likes to travel, and we traversed a peninsula on bike-back, pitching tents in parks among pines, slipping our bodies into a still, cold, crescent lake. We rehydrated our souls in curry plastic bowls. We rehydrated our souls in curry plastic bowls. Wagons through makeshift encampments, cups of soup and chocolate and sure, received with gratitude, but never sure of who would remain at that latitude. When it snowed, I cried, and I wondered why I get to sleep safe and sound, while so many people have to sleep on the ground. I dug graves for a death ritual, but felt no closer to my own. Shoveling dirt with a father and son, unearthing ancient river stones, shaking habitual tension from my muscles and bones. We thanked the earth and the trees and the sky. They slaughtered a chicken for our final meal, and I started to feel alive again. I saw a waterfall in the bend of the river. I shivered in the badlands, but a circle of brothers warmed my heart. I wanted to believe we are only as alone as we choose to be. I wanted to believe that we are only as alone as we choose to be. I wanted to believe that we are only as alone as we choose to be, so I went home. Looking for connection in the midst of this inflection point that feels more like an abyss. To learn family history, to find out what I missed as a child that makes it so difficult to speak my needs. That leaves me yearning for skin to skin with someone who loves me. I can't tell you what happened last year, It was a liminal space where I tried to face my fears, where I tried to see myself as something other than a failure, and I largely failed. Well, that ship has sailed, and I can continue to impale myself on the spears of success. Or I can disarm and reharmonize this sad song, turning my longing into a grand chorus of I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Clap my hands so you know it. Face the new year with a Cheshire cat grin, refusing to play a game that I will never win. Oh.